Welcome to the Stanley Street Social Podcast. Today we're unpacking the elite men's road race at Buninyong. I'm joined with Inform TM Insight Make Director Pat Lane. Welcome, Pat.
Howie Campbell, pleasure to be here.
Welcome. And the mechanic, Mr. Alexander Smythe. Welcome,
always,
mate.
Always a pleasure in your presence.
Boys, today was a bit of a doozy of a race and a winner in M Freeburg. I don't think anyone would have probably picked that, I don't think.
No, we all picked who we thought would win the other night. And if one of my boys said Freeburg, I probably would have told him they were an idiot. But it's fantastic to see the big man get around there.
What was he paying on Sportsbet? 80
he could have been paying 1,000 to 1 and he wouldn't have got a dollar of mine. But I love the bloke and it's cool to see him win.
So talking about some of the guys that probably could have won or some of the favourites, Nathan Haas, Jay McCarthy, Caleb. Who else was guys that probably could have done the job today that everyone was talking about?
Yeah, those three names are definitely three that basically didn't pin a number on. There was a few there just split up early and anyone who was left in that back group wasn't getting across, it seems.
Who was your tip, Smith?
Pre-race, I said actually Jimmy Whelan. If he didn't crash, he'd probably go close to the win, and he actually had a tumble. So I was at least half right.
He either crashes or he wins. That seems to be his kind of his style.
Yeah, it's a pretty good style until he crashes. But yeah, I've got to give it to him. He's pretty fit at the moment, and it's a shame he couldn't pull it off.
So the race itself, it got out of control for the big favourites. Early group of 30 went up the road. Your boy Pat was in it. Nathan Elliott, was that the plan?
Yeah, we definitely wanted to make sure Nath was on the front foot. We didn't have any teammates for him to fix it if he ever got in a bad position. So it was good he was there and got towed around for a while in the front and hung in there pretty nicely.
And then it split. Four guys went off the front. Alex Edmondson, the winner last year. Luke Durbridge, he's won here before. Michael Freeburg, the eventual winner. And for mine, the strongest rider of the day, Chris Harper. And those guys were off chops. Like, they just rode flat out all day.
Yeah, it's a funny group. As soon as they got away, they were always going to work pretty well together. Durbo's Freeburg's brother-in-law, and I think Harper's Edmo's best mate, so there was definitely good cohesion between them. And those four boys were pretty hard to pull back.
Do you think Mitchelton were probably happy with that setup, or do you reckon they would have wanted to reshuffle the deck a little bit more?
Once they got that there, and then when Meyer came across especially, it looked like it was all just going their way today. They've struggled a few times there to get it right, and it looked like they couldn't lose from that position.
What were your thoughts, Smith?
Well, another name that was thrown out there with two laps to go is a sort of a Heinrich Hausler move, and it sort of repeated itself this year, actually. It's just kind of one of the good things about the course, where if you muck around a little bit too much in the final, someone can come back, which Freeburg did, pretty much the same fashion, dropped on the last climb and then persisted and got back in there. So it was really good to watch, especially through the feed station. We didn't think those four were ever going to get caught because they came through sort of breathing pretty easy and really steady pace. And the other guys looked like they were never going to get there. So hats off to Cam. He's a class act, just to be able to get there. And we thought he had it in the bag. So it was, huge cheers in our tent watching it all unfold. I think it was one of the best races we've seen in the past couple of years.
For sure. I thought, there was times there where I thought no one was going to get there. Then next minute, Cam Myers just bounced across. And then there was three Mitchelton guys there, and then they kind of all worked for Cam. Would have you done that, Pat, or how would have you played that situation? Three guys in a group of five. They cocked it up. I don't think they'd be too happy.
Nah, they definitely didn't look like it was a very happy camp after the race there. If you see our faces, I think Chris Harper was just amazing today. He was the strongest guy in the race for mine, as the Stanley Street Social like to say, a bit of for mine. And he completely unravelled their plans today. They had to use up Durbo and Edmo, who are two great cards, just to bring him back. I think he showed his cards a little early at four to go, and they could use the team numbers to get him back there. If he had to save that power for the final sort of two laps or even last lap, I think he would have just rode away with it. But he sort of undid their day, and then Freeburg took advantage of that.
I think everyone probably thought that Freeburg was the weakest rider on that circuit in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, I said my thoughts already on Fraser. I spoke to him this arvo, and I think he was even pretty surprised to come away with it. So, real underdog in there.
In that last lap, only three guys. There was Freeburg, Meyer and Harper. Freeburg got dropped on the climb. Dieseled his way back on the last 2K. The two leaders, they sort of started flapping around. Freeburg came back, went straight past him. What probably should have Cam done in that situation? Did he play it right, or did he make a big cock up?
It's easy to say in hindsight, but he definitely cocked it up now, as we know Freeburg won. Cam's probably like the best in a group like that to win. He's normally a super classy bike rider, so I think he probably just wasn't feeling that good. But yeah, letting Freeburg back and then Freeburg getting that run at them, it was the move he was always going to make. So if they were going to let him back, I would have thought they'd be a bit more ready for that one.
I thought Cam maybe should have just ridden hard enough so Freeburg didn't get back. He probably still would have cleaned up Harper in the sprint, but if he was feeling good, he probably would have just unloaded everyone on the climb. And Harper and Meyer, they just kind of not cruised up the climb, but it looked like a pretty reasonable tempo.
Yeah, they could have ended Freeburg's race there for sure. He said he was cramping and everything, and you could see they just never really fully committed to getting rid of him. I think they underestimated him a bit and thought if he's getting dropped, he's not going to put up a great sprint maybe, and yeah, let him back into it, and they'll regret that for a while.
So what you would have done, Smith, just come on the back and go straight past him, or you a little bit more crafty than that?
I would have loved to be put in that sort of position at any point, in any stage, in any race. But when we saw him sitting up a little bit and sort of coasting onto the wheels there before he did the attack, everyone was yelling at him to just go because he had so much more momentum. It seemed like the pretty obvious thing to do, but everything seems pretty easy when you're watching it on a television in a tent rather than being out there and very fatigued. So yeah, I think it was the perfect move once he got back there. Everyone would have done the same.
I thought if he got there, he's going to be absolutely pinned and he probably still not going to win the sprint, but he just went straight past him and held it. I couldn't believe it. I thought the whole time he's going to be absolutely fucked when he gets to the two guys and he won't be able to sprint, but he proved me wrong.
Yeah, I think Harper and Cam just left the door open for that one. They were going a bit... Oh, they were probably doing 15K.
They probably were, yeah, going super slow. Like,
yeah.
I think they both wore their brake pads out playing cat and mouse, so they definitely left the door open. I was surprised when Freebs caught them and you could see him... Like, he went to slow down and just go in the wheels.
Yeah.
I was really surprised at that. I thought he would have just fully committed to it, but he still had enough to accelerate and pick some enough speed back up to just ride away with it.
Let's talk a little bit about the guys who are in that podium. Chris Harper, he was third here last year, second today. He's unreal at Buninyong, isn't he? But through the season, he can't quite get it to click. Like, yeah, he was the strongest guy out there for mine, and if he can do that day in, day out against guys of that level, he should be world tour.
Yeah, there's always a, not to say he is, but there's always a few guys that can always rock up good in January and not have the same consistency. But if he can show what he showed today across the board this year, then he'll definitely be someone to step up, I'd say.
Yeah, he's a teammate of mine in the past and he's got a good attitude. He loves just racing really hard and that sort of course suits him really well, and it's just a shame that a lot more races, especially in the National Road Series, don't favour the real hard nuts of the bunch. So yeah, he could, if he puts together a really good season, he could be one of the next superstars of Australia.
Michael Freeburg, did he properly rack it a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I think he probably had 2 or 3 years out, create his air hub little invention there. Seems to be going well and works well for him at the moment, but he was out of the sport and then made a bit of a comeback. Said it to Andrew Christy Johnson, he wanted to come to Belgium with us, not as part of the team, and then he ended up in there and now he's a national champion, so good on him.
You were teammates with him a couple of times with Andrew and also at the AIS, is that right?
Yeah. I was in Italy with him for I think 2 years maybe, and 2 years with Andrew.
He's the sort of bloke that, he's almost too smart for cycling. He thinks a lot. He's got a different kind of attitude. What are some of his little ideas that he's had in the past Pat, do you want to share a few details?
I mean, I'd normally give him shit for some of his ideas and have given him a lot of shit for him, but he's the national champ and I'm not, so maybe I shouldn't have been giving him shit. The bloke used the train on flat tyres, that was harder, set his brakes up so that they were giving him a bit more resistance. He was always mad about trying to make a training ride harder because he's a big guy and he was worried he wasn't doing enough power on the flat compared to guys like myself. So diet, training, you name it, he's got all sorts of ideas going on.
He's the one laughing now, though, isn't he, with the green and gold jersey?
Yeah, exactly. So good on him. I'll still give him shit, though.
Is this enough for him to do Tour Down Under?
I think so. It's come down to a bit. There's always a lot of politics in there, and I've heard rumours he is on the testing pool, and then I've heard he isn't, so I'm not sure. But if he's on the testing that's required now to do a race like Down Under, you got to be on ASADA testing for 6 weeks prior. And if he's on that and he doesn't get a ride, it doesn't seem right after how good he was today. The only other one I had was being a bit disappointed in Cam's performance on the podium, tearing up, but...
Are we kind of letting him off the hook?
Yeah. Cam, he's a five-time world champion and maybe even more now, like an absolute superstar on the road. When I heard that he was in tears on the podium, I said to Pat, it's sort of a funny one to judge. I don't know whether to laugh at that or to sort of respect that, because
you have to respect it,
absolutely, yeah, but a bit of both. It's one of those things where he's a level above a lot of like his performances are a level above already, and it's really, I thought it was great to see how much he cared, and it sort of shows the other guys how much he respects that race, and he's one of the world's best. So to see him that emotional about it afterwards, and especially even going over the finish line, you could see he was shattered. He was absolutely shattered and cramping, and I think that's why some of the games that he was playing with Harper on that last little descent was purely just because he didn't have the legs.
I'd have to say I was a bit the same. I thought at the time I saw it, and I thought it was a bit poor form for someone who's normally so classy. I thought he should just sort of, you know, hide that a bit and go away to his caravan and cry in there, not on the podium in front of everyone, and leave that to be not about him tearing up. But I love it as well, because it shows how much it means to such a classy athlete. He's probably a 50-time world champion or whatever on the track. And to see someone like that crying up over a bike race, it shows how much passion people have for the Road Nats.
He's got close that many times. He's always good here. I reckon it was probably a bit of a combination of A, not finally getting it, but B, letting his teammates down a bit, because the pressure's always on here for Mitchelton, and in the end he was kind of the one that was left to do the job and he couldn't quite complete it.
Yeah, guys like Durbo and Edmo put him in that position. They gave up their race, and not finishing it off, it's always hard. But also, like, his race at 12 times, he's probably been the best bike rider in it.
Half a dozen.
Four times, maybe, yeah. And for someone who can normally finish it off, because he is so classy, to not finish it off, be able to get this one, I'm sure he'd love to get it on the wall. And he probably will eventually.
You'll be flat that his brother's got one and he hasn't.
Yeah, I think nearly all the guys he trains with have now. So
Durbo's got one. Like Bob Ridge, who lived in WA for a while, he's got one. Now Freeburg's got one.
The list is growing, yeah. Something in the water over in Perth, I reckon.
All right, thanks, gents, for joining us at this late hour on a Sunday night, but all the best for the rest of the week. We got the under-19 TT tomorrow and the 23s on Tuesday, so good luck with that.
Cheers, Campbell.
Thanks for having us.